The C-band All-Sky Survey, Sea-based template fitting of diffuse galactic microwave emission in the northern sky, by S.E. Harper et al. The C-band All-Sky Survey, Sea-base, has observed the galaxy at 4.76 GHz with an angular resolution of 0.73 carat full width half maximum, and detected galactic synchrotron emission with high signal-to-noise ratio over the entire northern sky, delta greater than minus 15 carat. We present the results of a spatial correlation analysis of galactic foregrounds at mid to high, b greater than 10 carat, galactic latitudes using a preliminary version of the C-base intensity map. We jointly fit for synchrotron, dust, and free-free components between 20 and 1000 GHz and look for differences in the galactic synchrotron spectrum, and the emissivity of anomalous microwave emission, AIM, when using either the C-base map or the 408 MHz all-sky map to trace synchrotron emission. We find marginal evidence for a steepening, dB equals minus 0.06 plus or minus 0.02, of the galactic synchrotron spectrum at high frequencies resulting in a mean spectral index of beta equals minus 3.10 plus or minus 0.02 over 4.76 to 22.8 GHz. Further, we find that the synchrotron emission can be well modeled by a single power law up to a few tens of GHz. Due to this, we find that the AIM emissivity is not sensitive to changing the synchrotron tracer from the 408 MHz map to the 4.76 GHz map. We interpret this as strong evidence for the origin of AIM being spinning dust emission. This was the C-band All-Sky Survey, Sea-based, template fitting of diffuse galactic microwave emission in the northern sky, by S.E. Harper et al.